This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The documentary Peace During War tells the story of two former members of opposing gangs. Yufincio Harris and Michael Wilder were on opposite sides of a bitter street feud, but years later, they became friends and launched a new Kalamazoo-based youth mentoring program to try and help steer kids away from gangs. The film Peace During War debuted in 2014. It's being screened at 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon in Western Michigan University's Knaus Hall as part of events sponsored by the Center for the Study of Ethics in Society. Western Michigan University professor Jennifer Macchiarlotti produced and directed Peace During War. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Gordon.
Give us the Cliff Notes version here of this story of these two opposing gang members. What happened that caused this feud, and then how did they meet years later?
Well, they came from different areas and they lived in different parts of the city, and so they affiliated with their neighborhood gang or group. And what brought them together was actually a very tragic event. Michael was in a fight with someone, a street fight, and that was Yufincio's cousin, who he was in the fight with.
I didn't meet Mike until an incident he had with one of my cousins.
I got into a bad altercation. This guy tried to kill me on my 33rd birthday, and my friend killed him. And we turned ourselves in the next morning for murder. And basically, I knew my life was over then, and his life was over then, and it was over.
And what happened is Michael and the other gentleman turned themselves in the next morning. So right there and then is reason for retaliation in, you know, on the streets. Michael went to prison. Yufincio went to prison on a different charge. I believe it was a weapons charge.
And when we got out of prison, both of us had decided to change our life, but not seeing each other or talking to each other, we ended up in college, in this college together in the same class. And he knew who I was, but I didn't know who he was.
So I was gonna hit my peepers up and say, you know what, I'm in class with that dude, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't. I didn't because I just didn't want to wake them inner demons up in them that hadn't been, you know, that's been laying low.
And he talked to the instructor, Sam Bailey, and Sam really helped Yufincio work through, you know, his feelings and how to approach the situation. So he walked up to Michael one day and said, hey, you remember me? And Michael's like, no, I don't. He said, it's B. His street name is Big B.
Yeah.
It's B. And Michael said, oh, no. And he thought, I'm dead.
This is it.
You know, this is it. And they shook hands, and your fans just like, no, it's all done, you know. And Sam then worked with the two of them and mentored them to make something positive out of them finding each other again in this, you know, random or not so random way in the classroom.
So what then led you to decide that this was something that you wanted to make into a documentary film?
Well, it must have been about 2011, in dark winter night, and I was driving home from work and couldn't see well and scanning through the radio, and I came upon a story that all of a sudden I heard the city Kalamazoo, and I said, oh, wait a second. And it was, they were being interviewed on the radio. And so I thought, oh my gosh, this is a fantastic story. This would make a great documentary film. And then I didn't think much about it because I was working on a different film. About 4 months later or so, I got an email from Sam Bailey, who was their instructor, saying, hey, do you think any students might be interested in working on this? I've got this idea. And we wrote back and forth and called and talked to each other. And I said, you know what? I want to do this project. And so I was introduced through Sam to Yufincio and Michael, and we met for an afternoon, and I said, let's make a movie. And we progressed from there.
Were Yufincio and Michael in any way reluctant to talk about particular details? You know, there's a certain part of their life it sounds like they had left behind. Was there any part of them that said, boy, that's just something I'm not sure I can talk about? Or were they completely open with you and said, here it is, here's the story?
They were completely open except for one area, and that's Yufincio's family wanted privacy because they were still grieving, of course. And to this day, they in a way, celebrate the life of this young man and the life that was taken early. What's ironic also is that the shooting occurred on Michael's birthday. So when Michael kind of thinks of, oh, it's my birthday, someone else left, you know, this earth on that day. So it was like unusually profound for him. Other than that, the men are very open and gave me tours of neighborhoods I had not been to and showed me where they kept the weapons and where they did this business here and that there. And then back there is the playground where they had picnics with their family. So it was a really eye-opening for me learning about, you know, different neighborhoods of Kalamazoo and also just what street life is like.
What does this tell us about street life, but also maybe about human nature and what humans are capable of, you know, maybe both the good and the bad?
Well, there were some things that Michael and Yufensio talked about that interested me. They would recall when they were in gangs or working on the streets and, you know, street life, as they call it, and there was a code. There was a hierarchy, there was an honor, there was a code. It was a business in many ways. And you respected certain boundaries and guidelines. And, you know, whenever there were women or children around, there was not to be any kind of activity in terms of fighting or violence or gun violence especially. And what they reflect on is how it's changed and how today that there doesn't seem to be a kind of set code.
You're under rules and guidelines. So what about your rules and guidelines? You understand me? You as a person, you got to have your own rules and guidelines. That set up your standards and morals, man.
How you be?
There isn't necessarily the same code of honor that the men had, even though they were participating in illegal, you know, activities, there was still some kind of code around that and rules or guidelines. Well, what it taught me very much was that, you know, we can cross borders of race, of background, of gender, you know, of neighborhood, and we can come together for something bigger. And so the founding of Peace During War, which is their organization, same, you know, title as the film, is about that. It's about a number of people coming together for our communities, for youth specifically, but also, as it's emerged, is for law enforcement and an ally relationship now between these two men and law enforcement.
There are some quotes that we see in this movie from Gandhi and from Martin Luther King. The one from Gandhi, though, really kind of stood out to me about the idea that the weak cannot forgive, that forgiveness is a sign of strength. Do you think that this story of Yufensio and Michael maybe demonstrates a certain strength to not only forgive, but then to also perhaps, you know, put your life on a new path? And are those two things related?
Oh, absolutely. It's frightening to change. You know, and when you're in your early 30s, you know, late 20s, early 30s, 35, 40, or any age, it's difficult to change course. And I mean almost, you know, a 180 change course, really, really mold yourself into a different human being. And remember, these two men were making very good money.
When you're coming up and you're in that era, you're in that world, it's about power and respect. That's the field I fed off into.
A lot of the things we did, the way we was living, we thought it was normal. Now that I'm not in it and I look back, I'm like, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? We were animals.
So to struggle and have to get assistance, that takes a strong man or woman to be able to do that and believe I can get through this. There's a greater calling here.
Jennifer Macchiolotti, thank you very much for your time.
You are so welcome, and I'm just so excited that for the film screening, Yufensio and Michael will both be there. They, of course, will be the hit of the event.
Jennifer Macchiolotti is the producer and director of Peace During War. She's also a Western Michigan University communication professor. Peace During War will be shown at 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon in Western Michigan University's Knaus Hall. It's part of events sponsored by the Center for the Study of Ethics in Society. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.